My next guest on the programme is Lee Williamson. Lee, lovely to have you on the programme. You're in the Lanesborough area, and can you tell me what you're doing at the moment?
So we just produced a short film called Snov, in brackets, Swim. It was about a veteran Irish swimmer from the local area, Colm Daly. He teaches everyone how to swim, and he does it for free, and we just thought we would shine a light on himself and his experience over the last 50 years, and also in the area, Loch Ree. So we cover the Lanesborough and Ballyleague in the short 3-minute film.
So which side of the bridge does he live? The Longford side, is it?
He lives in the Rathcline Road on the Longford side of the bridge, but he's usually out in Hanley's Marina, just down from there, Ballyleague right. Marina, and yeah, sometimes up the cut.
Teaches people to swim?
He teaches people to swim, yeah.
In the river?
He's been doing it for years. He's one of the fellows that set up the triathlon in Lanesborough.
Right, and in the river Shannon?
Exactly.
Right, okay. So tell me, what drew you to this? You obviously know this guy, or somebody told you about him.
Well, we first met a couple of years back. I was taking photographs down. I'd only just got to Lanesborough myself. I'm only here 2 years.
Right.
I was out taking pictures of the boats in the Ballyleague Marina, and I heard this almighty scream in the water, so I turned around thinking it was an emergency of some kind. And it was just two ill pensioners in their pants swimming in the water right. in January in the freezing cold. So I seen them swimming. I thought they were crazy. And then after they finished their swimming, I went up and just kind of had a chat with them, got the email addresses off them so I could send them the photographs of the boat and them swimming in the water. And then the friendship really struck from there.
Right. Okay. And you have an independent film company, do you?
No, actually, I make videos for small enterprises, small right. to medium enterprises in the local area. And right. I just thought, we just took a notion one day that we would just focus on Colm's message and story about the Irish waters.
Right, okay. And where can you see this, or where can people see it?
Well, at the moment, it's still in the festival circuit.
Right.
It'll be up in there's another Irish film festival coming up shortly, and people will be able to see it then, but I can't release the details of that until next month.
Right, okay.
In the festival circuits, there's strict rules and regulations, and you're not actually allowed to release the film publicly until they're finished with it. Right. So once you submit it to them, you're at the glory of the gods, you know.
So obviously this is something that you've done on an ongoing basis, but this is a particular film. How long did it take you to make this film?
Well, it was 2 years getting to know Colm. He's a hardy Irishman, you know. He doesn't tell his sensitive side too easily, so I had to break him down over 2 years, and then finally we managed to get him to spill his guts and tell us what he thought about when he went for a swim, yeah. You know, what he was swimming away from.
Right.
So we got him down, and we managed to put it in a 3-minute short film with footage from the area and submitted it to the Pinewood Studios Film Festival over in the UK.
Excellent. And tell me this, from your accent, you're obviously not from the Lanesborough area, so what brought you to the Lanesborough area, Lee?
We were in Dublin for a wee while, and my wife had a notion to be a scientist, so we put her through college, and then fast forward 4 years, and she got a job with Abbott, and it was my job then to kind of fill in the blanks around her.
Right.
So from a photography background, I just moved more into video, and now, more recently, film.
Right. So, and you're living in the Lanesborough area, and apart from the bad mobile phone signal, you're enjoying that?
The mobile phone signal is brutal. If there's any politicians out there that want to improve it, no problem at all with me. But no, it's a gorgeous area, and we have the advantage as well that we're not from the area, so we see the beauty of the place that everyone locally takes for granted, and we just have to shine a light on it some more, because it really, really is a spectacle, you know.
Lovely to talk to you, Lee, and continued success. And when that's on general release and when people can see it, you'll let us know, and we will draw attention to it.
We will. And just a quick one. We got invited to, we won the film festival, and we've been invited out to Hollywood for a private screening.
Go away.
You know, that's why I thought that maybe you'd want to know the story. You know,
oh, so great story. So
we've been invited to Pinewood Studios with where James Bond is made. We might get to. I might become the next Sean Connery, you know. and then we're going over to Los Angeles next summer.
Oh, that's brilliant. Fantastic. Lee, look at that. Great story.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Seamus.
And you too.